John chapter 20 is in this record here of the resurrection. Great, great scripture on the resurrection. Jesus had not rose, we would not be saved. That's the whole difference between Christianity and every religion, is Christ rose again. And He's alive today. Every religion's built off works. Every religion's built off works. There's a lot of denominations that built their religion off works. But when it comes down to the truth of God, it's in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. The only way. The Bible said, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then we find our reading, I'll skip over some scripture here. And the Bible said in verse 11, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They say unto her, woman, thou, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. This verse will come the text thought this morning, if God will help me. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Here it is. Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I'll take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself, that repentance right there, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. I want to preach you, God will help me a little bit on seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. I wonder if we got any seekers this morning that really want to seek Him. She sought the Lord. She sought Him. Your life and your desires come out in life. It's what you seek. It's what you desire in life. It's what your desire is. It's what we hunger for. It's what we live for. Thank God. This woman, Mary Magdalene, was a woman of thank God, had been delivered by the Lord, had possessed of devils, and the Lord delivered her from these devils. And now, thank God, we look through the Scriptures, and she was a definite true follower of our Lord. And we know this morning that the Lord seeks us, but we want He wants His people to seek Him. I'll tell you, brethren, listen. You come into assembly today, but what did you seek? What do you desire? What do you seek? When she went to the tomb, she was seeking Him. Thank God she was going, my friend. Thank God the Bible. I want to give you a few things about a true seeker. And you look at this thing this day. First of all, the Bible said here, thank God that she sought Him early. Amen. It just don't necessarily mean in our lives that we have to get up before dark to seek God, but it does mean, thank God that we have a desire in our life. Amen. In an early stage of Christianity, when we're saved, thank God that we have a desire to seek Him. And a lot of times we get a lot of things in our eyes that we seek after. People seek after possessions that's going to perish. I thought this morning, backing out of my driveway, thank God the thought come to me that I'm not rich, I'm blessed. Amen. It's a whole lot better to be blessed than to be rich. It's a whole lot better to be blessed of God, no matter what you have. Thank God that to be wealthy in the world and it perish one day. Thank God. A lot of people seek after wealth. They seek after material. materialism. They seek after pleasure. Amen. But brother, it never satisfies. It never gives, thank God, contentment to the inner man. A lot of people don't seek the Lord. It's because they're discontent with their life. Thank God, but I'm telling you, friend, a man that wants God, a man that wants to see the Lord, one that wants His presence and hear His voice, they'll seek Him. Amen. That means they'll desire Him. They've got to have Him. They've got to have something within them. I'm saying this, listen, a church just isn't enough. I like coming. I'm part of it. I've been coming to the house of God since God saved me. But that just isn't enough. Thank God, just getting up, reading a chapter of the Bible in the morning time. I'm glad God meets with us. But I've got to hear from Him. I've got to feel Him. I've got to see Him. It's just something about that. I've got to have it. I can't live without it. I've got to have the depths of the works of God in my soul. I don't want to be a puny Christian. I don't want to be just a half-hearted Christian. I just don't want to go through the motions. I want something deep down in my soul. Thank God that I can live off of. Amen. It's Him. Christ is in me. I know that. But there's something about seeking Him. There's something about hearing Him. There's something about my friend fellowship with Him. Thank God I got to seek that. Amen. I can't. Jesus said, thank God, seek and you shall find. And the Bible, my friend, says, you'll find Him when you seek Him with your whole heart. And we need to seek Him. And Mary was seeking Him. Thank God she got up before dark. Amen. She said, I got to go down to the tomb. Thank God she went early. And friend, out there it is, get up early. Thank God it don't have to be a certain hour. But when you get up, thank God He ought to be on your mind. Amen. I need to go to Him. I need the bread of life today. I need something from heaven today. And when we get on our heart, thank God that desire to seek Him. I'm telling you, thank God that's when you'll find Him. Amen. Why had to get that out of me. I know it's right. I know it's right. Listen, friend. It's up here. It's up here. It's in the mind that you have as you seek God. And when you don't seek God, you're going to seek something else. Amen. So many people today are seeking sin. And they're seeking after the things of the flesh. And not a whole lot of people was hungry for Him. And we find here Mary, to me, if I can say this, she wanted Him more than anything I know. Listen. Hey, God, friend, what'd she do when she saw, amen, the situation there, that taking away the stone? She ran after Peter and John. Notice, they ran back to the tomb. Hey, God, they looked in the tomb. They saw the empty tomb. Amen. Man, but they didn't wait around for Him. The Bible said they went back home. I thought it not the way most of us are. We enter a place of worship. Amen. We want Him. We desire to see Him. But we go back home before He manifests Himself. Before we get anything in our heart. Where the Holy Ghost touches us. Thank God it lets us know His presence. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, you can have it this morning. He is available this morning. Amen. He is, my friend, a present help. Thank God He's always there. Amen. Friend, listen. Thank God you can't have Him. You don't have to go back home without seeing Him, without feeling Him, without hearing from Him. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend, I'm just saying this morning. Thank God. Don't go back home until you see Him. Amen. Amen. What'd you come for? Amen. That's right. Went back home. I love this chapter here. Notice what it says. Thank God, verse number. Disciples went away, verse 10, and getting their own home. And verse 11 says, but Mary, but, because, this is why, this is what happened, but Mary. Notice that. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. You know what? When you get to seeking Him, it's a brokenness over that a lot of times. You weep tears. You find yourself. Can I say this? Most of the time, seeking the Lord is between you and Him somewhere. She was by herself with him at that tomb, and she was seeking him. And the Bible said she was weeping. She was weeping. There was tears coming out of her eyes. And brother, I'm saying, listen, her love for him caused her to weep. Her love for him wanting to see him caused her to weep. There's always some mind thing. Amen, my friend. Thank God that hinders us sometimes because of unbelief. Amen, are we not going to see him? He's not going to do this or that. But I'm telling you, thank God, he'll do right. I know that. Amen. You say, preacher, he ain't listened to me. You don't know that. Hey, God, I'm telling you, you don't know whether he has or not. You can't say that. You say, well, he hadn't done what I asked him to do. I'll tell you what, wait on him. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, he's a very present help. He knows how to come to where you're at. Thank God, he knows how to show up on time. But a lot of times we just, amen, give up. Hey, go back home like they did. Look in the tomb and see his clothes and leave without seeing him. Hey, thank God, I tell you, he's my lot in life. He's all I have. He's all I need. He's everything. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you this. Hallelujah to God. If you'll look for him a while, I tell you, you'll find him. Amen. Amen. Even Paul said to them, thank God, on Mars Hill, he said he ain't far from you. Right. Amen. Thank God. You, brother, he's everywhere. He just ain't bound to one place. He don't dwell in a building made with hands. He lives in the believer. Amen. He ain't in buildings. He's in the believer. Glory to God. Why is he here this morning? It ain't because of the building. It's because of his children. It's because he loves us. It's because he died for us. It's because he wants us to worship him. That's why he come. Amen. He loves you this morning. He wants to meet with you this morning. He wants to give you something this morning. He wants to change you this morning. He wants to make this day different this morning. That's why he came. Thank God, friend. And he wants fellowship with you. And he's here, thank God. He don't dwell just in a building. He dwells in the believer. Amen. Right. Amen. I felt him in the building before. You say, how you get that, preacher? I don't know. I've walked in the building before and felt him. Amen. I walked in my prayer room before, and when I stepped in the room, his presence was there. I've knelt at that old chair, thank God, and he said, I'm here. Amen. Don't say that every time. Listen, but I know he does. He don't have to say it not to be there. Amen. But it's good to hear him say, I'm here, son. Amen. Just come on, let's talk. Amen. Let's pray. Praise me a little bit. Amen. Have you ever done that? That's had a time in, thank God, during the prayer room. Amen. Just going through a ritual prayer. Amen. And the devil, you know, sometimes I get to, thank God, a praising God and thanking him. And tears coming out of my eyes and giving him thanks. Amen. Thank God. And I start to singing and praising him. And the devil say, you ought to be praying. I said, no, it ain't praying time. It's praising time. Amen. Amen. I ain't guilty about that. If I praise an hour, thank God, left the room. I've done what he wanted. Amen. It ain't no ritual. He ain't in no box. Thank God, seek him. Amen. He'll be found. But I'll tell you what, you're going to have to be willing. Thank God to stay a while sometime. Thank God before he shows up. Amen. Listen. Thank God she stayed around there. She didn't leave with Peter and John. Thank God she stayed there. Amen. Like old Joshua in the Old Testament. And the glory of God showed on him. And Moses in the tabernacle. And the glory of God was upon them. And the people was in their tents, and the glory of God was in the tents. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Bible said, thank God, Joshua didn't depart out of the tabernacle. He wanted to stay around the house of God. He said, I want to stay where God's at. I don't want to leave this place. And the glory of God's around it. Amen. I want to stay where God's at. I'm telling you, thank God. If you want him, you'll stay around. Amen. And when you see him, I want to see him. He's good to me. He loved me. He saved me. He's God. Lord, let me see you this morning. Amen. Glory to God. I see him in the believer. I see him in you. I saw him in Trevor a while ago. when he had a little tears there and a broken heart. I see it in that. Thank God I listen. I see it, amen. I see it. Thank God when you believe God, you live by faith and you can pray, amen. I see it, amen. Thank God I see it, son. Amen. I see it in lives of believers. Amen. The manifestation of the presence of God. Where Jesus said, he's amongst his people. Thank God the Holy Ghost lives in his people. And brother, listen, the force of the truth is the Holy Ghost. The force of God is the Holy Ghost. The only way you know the truth is because of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. What was the force of them New Testament believers? He said, you shall receive power if the Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall see power. You shall be witnesses unto me. Glory to God. Amen. You know, when you testify, the Holy Spirit's coming to you testifying. That's the force on my heart. Thank God it says, yes, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Right. And you come and see him. The Bible says she stood around the sepulcher weeping. Amen. It ain't always shouting, but I'm glad for shouting. Amen. Notice this here. I want you to look at it. Notice this. And as she wept, notice this. She stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. See, to get to see him sometimes, you got to stoop down. You got to stoop down in your heart, first of all. I mean, you got to come humble. Everybody in here is on the same level. They all the same. Ain't nobody up here and people down here. We're all the same in the body. So we got to stoop down. Sometimes you got to stoop down. Now, the way I understand stooping is getting low. You can't see in if you're up here. You got to have to stoop down and see in. And if you're seeking him, you'll do whatever. Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore tree to see him. He done whatever it took. Amen. He couldn't see for the crowd because he's little stature. And when you start stooping and getting low, that you can look in, hey God, hey man, I tell you, friend, I find this to be true. If you'll read the scripture, you'll find true worship, amen, causes a man to lower himself in a prostrate position. And brethren, listen, worship him. Amen. He loves you to worship him. He said he seeketh such to worship him. There's something about worship. If you know worship, and God show up in your heart and worship, there is something about worship. He seeks us to worship him. The word worship means to adore him. The word worship means, thank God, to kiss his hand. Amen. It means, praise God, to bow down to him and give him thanks. We need to worship him. I tell you, if you want him to show up and see him, hey, God, stoop down and worship him. Amen. Thank God we got too many dead churches today. God have mercy, there ought to be some life in the church. Yes, sir. Ain't enough stooping. Too much standing. Amen. You're bigger than what you think you are sometimes. You need to stoop. You got to stoop a little. You got to stoop. I saw a picture of the tomb Jesus was in. Pretty big size. I ain't been there. But I've seen a picture of it. It's a pretty big size sepulcher. It had a little compartment at the front, and it was kind of divided. It showed where they laid the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, you'd like to go there? I would. I think I would, but I ain't got no plans to, but I think I would. I'd like to go in it. And I'd like to think about our Lord used to lay here. Amen. I think I'd have a fit, don't you? Amen. You get in there and you say, preacher, why don't you have a fit here? Well, I'm having one. But I tell you, there's something about it. You say, well, that's just seeing it. Well, thank God for it. Amen. I'm glad I have seen some things. Amen. I don't have to go see it to know he ain't there. Thank God he rose again according to the scripture. And what we go by is what he said. But thank God the Holy Ghost interprets it to me and lets me know. Thank God he ain't in the tomb. Amen. Thank God he's in me. He said, well, how do you know he rose again? Praise God! He lives in me. I know it because I've seen him. I've seen the Lord. Not with these two eyes, but with the heart of faith. in the presence of God, in the Holy Spirit, I've seen Him. I mean, He's been real. In my soul. Amen. I remember one day sitting on an old couch and I'd been reading and seeking God. I'll tell you, get to seeking God, you'll see some things. Amen. That's right, brother. I'll tell you, He'll show you some things. You that seek Him, you'll start seeing some things. Amen. You'll see some things in the seeking journey. Amen. That's right. You seek the Lord. Amen. Thank God. He says, seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. I'm telling you that it was a great day for the Lord to sit beside me on my couch. I'm not talking about, you know, we know that. We reckon and know and count to the fact the Lord's with us right now. We know that. But I'm talking about literal presence of God sitting beside me on that couch. And weeping and talking to God, I said, Lord, if it's this good, I wanted to go. If it's this good, take me home. Wasn't no thought about staying. You think Paul, when he wrote that to the Philippian church, he said, I had a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. He had been called up to the third heaven, come back and couldn't even tell what he seen. He said, the words was unlawful for me to utter. Amen. But now he said, my desire is to be with Christ. It's desire. It's a desire. Amen. Well, I know we talk about aches and pains. I understand that. Brother Robert talked about it this morning to me. He said, I have a new body. I'm ready, thank God, to get out of this old one. And I understand that. I know what we're saying. But really, when a man really gets in with God and sees what he's got to look forward to, that is the prize. If I can say that, the what we striving for. Amen. Is to see Him. Amen. And Mary, thank God, saw Him. She wanted to see Him. Thank God. And she had to stoop down. And the angel said unto her, why are you weeping? She said, because they've taken away my Lord. I like that. Where's my Lord at? Presence of my Lord. Taken away my Lord. Where'd you put Him? Where'd you laid Him? About that time, the Bible said, and she turned herself back and saw Jesus, but didn't know it was Him. I wondered about that. I mean, she walked with Him and she was around Him, but I wondered why she didn't know who He was, because He had He was different. Even though He showed them His hands and feet in John chapter number 20 after that, and he revealed Himself in that upper room, but it wasn't what she was looking for. A lot of times you get your eyes on something and it appears, but it just don't appear the way you thought it would appear. And with a glorified body now, amen, this body that He rose again, well, thank God He did rise again. And I don't know all about what take place right at the moment, but she didn't know who He was. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't know who He is unless you are it's revealed to you. You don't know until He reveals it to you. You don't know who He is, and He says, here it's me. Remember when He walked on the sea that night? They didn't know who He was. They said, it's the Spirit. No, it's Jesus. Amen. Peter said, if it be Thou, you know that if it be Thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come. You ever thought about this? Buddy, we take the Bible, we just read it like we read just read another book. This is biblical truth, friend. I mean, here is a natural man, Peter. Thank God, he had God with him. He had the revelation of Christ, and he steps out of the boat and takes steps on the water. Listen, Jesus walked on the water to him. Thank God, Peter got out the boat and was walking on the water to the Lord. And then he began to sink because he looked off toward the winds and the waves. He said, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched forth His hand and lifted him up. Immediately, He saved him. It's like that. Somebody said, Peter should have kept his eyes on Jesus. Well, why'd you stay in the boat? Ain't but one man got in the boat. Peter. Lord, if it's you, I won't come to you. Amen. Peter's the one who got out of the boat. Amen. The rest of the crowd stayed in the boat. Amen. You ever thought about this? How did he get back to the boat? How did he get back? And then remember this, when he got back in the boat, there's on the other side. Amen. The other side, praise God. The other side, there's a Gadarene that's devil possessed. There's a Gadarene that's cutting himself, running around naked in the cemetery. Amen. But Jesus said, he knew that was the other side. There's always another side. Amen. There's always going to be another side. Amen. That side come. He come for the other side. Amen. There's another side of Calvary, friend. Thank God it's the sinners that was hanging there. Amen. The Gadarene was on the other side. He walked up. Thank God up to him. And the devil faced him. Amen. That's right. And you know the record. Thank God he knew who he was. He said, what's your name? He said, Legion, because we're many. We a lot of demon possession in this man. Amen. But Jesus, thank God, cast them out. And brethren, listen. He said, praise God. Amen. They got out of that man into the hogs and ran down the lake. And thank God, the next thing they see that man sitting at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Clothed and in his right mind. He run around naked. He put clothes on him. Thank God, brother, I'm glad he clothed us. Amen. And then think about this. Here in that garden, here's Mary. A woman. Not a man, a woman. Man's back home. Right. In fact, she went and told the men. He arose. Some of them doubted but didn't believe. And you know, she didn't know who he was. And he said, well, whom seekest thou? That's the question. Who do you seek? Who's your hunger for? I told somebody one time, I was talking about all these worldly possessions. I said, you know what? You could have everything in this world but be dissatisfied in your heart. There ain't a thing. Listen, that's a fact. How do you know that, preacher? Every human being tried it. Why do you think Solomon, that had everything, said he hated life? That's what Solomon said. I mean, here Solomon had, listen, thank God he had about everything a man could want, but he hated life. Boy, I wish I could tell you this morning that peace and joy and contentment and life is not without, it's within. And then all of a sudden, he said, Mary. He called her by name. I believe she turned herself, apparently, in my mind, after he spake to her, whom seekest thou, and all that. Apparently, maybe she took a step away. If he would be here, if he would say, in the sweetest voice, in the most sweetest voice that I've ever heard in my life, the most kindest, sweetest, gentle voice, Jesus would say, Mary. And when she heard that voice, she turned. And when her eyes caught him, she said, Rabboni, Master. She come to seek him, and she seen him. And I'm going to tell you, folks, listen. We ought to be seekers of Christ. Amen. If you're lost today, you're a sinner in this church house, and you never have been saved, I was seeking. I remember when I got lost without God, I sought Him. I wanted to know the truth. I sought Him. God saved me and put a joy in my soul. Called me to preach. I sought Him. Are you a seeker? See, folks, these little old children sitting around here and they growing up. You know, I was thinking about you playing, stand up here. I was thinking about him playing mandolin a while ago when he was playing. I was thinking about him playing. And you know what? if he'll stay with it, and God will help him. One day they'll say, man, that little boy can play that mallet. Start early. Start early. Seek him early. But what I want to say is this. I want to say it nice. A church that don't seek him in prayer and desire, it affects these kids. I was playing basketball one time. Brother Milby, he come down. We was playing basketball. He was younger then. I was pretty good. That's all I ever did when I was a kid. I wanted to be good in basketball. Brother Milby went. That's when I lived in Granite Quarry. We went out in the backyard and had a goal out there. I said, you want to play a little bit? And he said, yeah, we'll play a little. He took the ball and he took it and bounced it once and he done this. So that's the way George Mikan used to do. Said he played in high school. And I said, you want to play a game of 21? He said, yeah, we'll play. And buddy, I drilled them shots. 21 to 5 or something like that. 21 to 2. He said, then I started missing him, and he knew I was kind of doing it on purpose. He said, I'll quit if you don't do your best. And you know what? You might as well quit if you ain't going to do your best. I don't mean that. I don't want you to quit. But there's something in me that drives me to say, I want it. I want it. What's it going to take, Brother Keith? It's going to take me seeking him. It's going to take time with him. It's going to take, listen, there's no limit. There's no limit on a man that'll seek God and get in with him. There's no limit. There's no limit in an individual. It don't matter whether it's a young boy, woman, man. It don't matter. Hey, friend, listen. If a man will seek God, there's some seeing of Christ. If you ever lay your eyes on him, it'll change you and it'll take nothing less. And it's available to everybody that's been saved by the grace of God. And if you hadn't been saved, seek him. Seek him. I'd get down on my knees and I'd at least tell him I was interested. I'd say, God, I need mercy on me. You have mercy on me, God. I'm interested in my soul. I'm interested. Amen. I can use this man here for an example. He don't mind me using him. Danny come here in 94. Got saved in 95. We're living across the street. I went over there and started witnessing to him. He went back to his house over there, apartment. Listened to us on the radio. Come over here and heard me preach. Said he was saved, and then he got saved. A lot of people say they're saved, and then they get saved. Amen. Saved has been an abused word. What you saved from? I'm saved from sin.
Amen.
Saved from condemnation. Amen. Danny, listen. Danny got in, he started preaching, went to rest home to preach. And you kind of hit a wall. We all hit walls. We all have valleys that sometimes we can't get out of at that time. And he didn't just get out of church. He just went through some difficult times. He sat in the back. Y'all need to come front. But one day, Brother Danny, I don't know how long ago it was again, probably 12 years ago or more. Probably has been that long, time goes so fast. Yeah, about 10, 12 years. The Holy Spirit of God spoke to him and said, he's saved now. You need to seek. Basically, that's what he said. You need to get seeking God. He moved up. I'll never forget the morning he called me. I thought, he called me and told me the day he got saved. I was at my daddy's house. He said, we'd been in the office talking. He called me and said, he was crying. He said, hey, preacher, I got something to tell you. I said, what is it? He said, I got saved. I said, hallelujah, thank God. I was sitting in my chair. That's been over 5 years ago, right? Probably about 5 years ago. I was right after, I think it might have been after I had my heart surgery. He called me one morning. He was just a little bit before. Yeah, about 6 years ago. He called me. I was sitting in my chair. He called me and he was just a crying. I thought, wonder what's wrong with this man? Crying like this, just kind of, you know, people just don't call me just crying like that. And he said, brother, I got something to tell you. I thought, what in the world he done gone done? I said, well, tell me, brother, tell me. He said, God called me to preach. He said, he's been dealing me about it. I've been scared to death. But I'll tell you what, it happens when you start seeking. You get to seeking God, Jeremy, and I ain't saying you're not, I'm just saying young people. Justin, Jonathan, all these young boys.
That's right.
You're still a young man, Cody. That's right. Would you be willing to do what God told you? You'd be willing, wouldn't you, if God touched your heart about it? You got saved about 2.5 years ago, didn't you? Thank God. Man, just come right there and pray. Raised in the church, got to seeking God. God got to seeking you, and you got to seeking God. You had it all in your mind, didn't you? What she's going to do and all that. You say, what you trying to get out of these boys and young people? I'm trying to get them to seek God. Yeah, man. You'd do it, wouldn't you? God touched your heart. I'm interested in getting out some preaching. I'm being uptown, wherever God opened the door. If you want me to come to your house, I'll stand outside and preach. I mean, I'm wanting to get some of the outdoor preaching. That's in me. It's been in me, burning in me for about 6 months. I asked these boys, a couple of them this morning, did they want to go uptown and bring their guitars and play sometime, and I'll preach. If I can go up there and protest, I can go up there and preach.
Amen.
That's right. I'm for it. You say, well, there's a lot of reproach if you go outside the church walls. Well, we off a week then. Yeah, man. I was reading on Polycarp this week. They said, if you'll denounce Christ, I will release you. He said, no, how could I denounce somebody that's done so good to me and loved me and saved me? They took him and burned him. And this is, I wasn't there, of course. This is what I've read. I heard when they burned him at the stake, even the flames didn't want to hardly touch him. And a soldier pierced him. And he died. You know what? Do you ever think, I've got to quit? Listen to this here about Polycarp. He's in prison now. Or he's in a place of confinement. And they go to him and they come to him and they say, we're going to martyr you. He said, but before you do, I'd like for you to eat with me. That's what he said. He fed them soldiers. And then he said this is his last request before he went to the stake. He said, would you give me an hour to pray? And then they carried him. Done that. You know, people that seek God, there's always dangers and reproaches and everything. But I'll tell you, these modern day preachers and modern day Christians, it ain't nothing to that. It's just become a game to them. But you'll guarantee you one thing. If you go back in your life, there was an old man of God or an old grandma that prayed and sought God for you in prayer. People don't want it no more. They want easy religion. Well, we can cheerlead people and clap our hands and smile real big. Don't call homosexuality sin. Well, God loves everybody, they say. Nobody knows the love of God till they meet the God that loves them.
Amen.
I said that'd be a crazy thing. That'd been crazy for somebody to come up to you before you ever knew Miss Judy and said, "That woman loves you." You didn't know that, and you wouldn't have known it till you met her. That's right. That's exactly right. And listen, the message to a sinner is not that God loves them. The message of a sinner is that you're a sinner and Christ died to save you from it. You get away from that, you missed the gospel all the way, brother. Amen. That's right. Thank God for a man of God that wouldn't bow or bend and tell me and you both that you had to be born again or you're going to go to hell. And if God didn't save you, friend, you're going to go to hell. I'm thankful, brethren. Thank God somebody told me the truth. Amen. Because I sought God in prayer and had a message from heaven. Thank God to tell you what you needed. Amen. Are you a seeker of the Lord? Let's stand. Appreciate you hearing the word of God.